Lasting Media.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I'm JP.
I'm JD.
And I'm D-Rock.
And you're listening to the only whiskey podcast dedicated to blind tastings under $50.
We go past the labels and beyond the marketing to vote on our favorite pours without bias or breaking the bank.
Welcome to the Blue Collar Bourbon Show.
Gentlemen?
Yes, sir.
JD's back.
He is.
Hey.
You like disappeared on us.
Yeah, so they told me at the car place, I had to go get my car checked out. It's supposed to be a quick thing. You plug the thing into the thing, you get a diagnostic, here's the problem.
That's not how it works, ever. Wow.
So it's supposed to be a 15-minute thing, right?
Yeah.
So 30 minutes go by, 45 minutes go by, over an hour goes by, and then the guy finally comes into the customer care area. He's like, do you got a minute? I'm like, oh, shit. Okay. Yep. Sure. I've got all the time in the world now. Just spit it out. So, blah, blah, blah. Going to be over $4,000 worth of work on the car. And that's not all. It's going to take at least a week and a half.
But wait, there's more.
There's more. Nice. There's always more.
But I'm not done yet.
But, this issue was actually under warranty, so.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. You don't have to pay for it.
No, thank God.
Well, Mean Man stood in for you. So
how'd he do?
For what that's worth.
I think he did good.
He did all right.
Yeah.
He, that was the first time that Mean Man was really feeling it after an episode.
Yeah.
He had some pores.
You know, I told him, like, this is a hard job.
It
you
is.
You know? Like.
Yeah. What we do is not easy, guys.
No, no. It's the price we pay.
It's a sacrifice.
Yeah.
All right. Guess whose turn it was to bring.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Wildcard.
Yes. It's me.
Yes, it is.
But I didn't only bring pours.
Okay.
I brought a guest.
Oh.
We're gonna call him the Brewer.
The Brewer.
The Brewer.
He's got a cool story. He's actually done quite a bit of stuff, but he's got a cool story about brewing.
Cool.
Yeah, I like it.
So, yeah. Welcome, the Brewer.
Thank you. Sir. Good to be here. Not the distiller. The Brewer.
All right, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. There are things that distillers actually say about brewers.
Really?
I don't know if you've ever heard this.
No, what are those things?
So, you know, the process of making whiskey at the very early stages of it is very much like making beer.
Very much so. Very similar.
So you get to a point where you've made beer, and that's where all the distillers say that brewers quit. So,
nice.
Yeah.
But I don't know. You have a lot of brewers that end up going into whiskey, too.
That's true.
Right.
Because they're tired of quitting.
Maybe.
Actually, the way that works in brewing is it's the beer that you mess up that gets sent to the distillery because it doesn't really matter.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a clapback right there.
That's
it's a brewer's clapback. No, he's currently the head of a social advocacy group. That's how I met him. But then you got stories from the past, man. Like, what's that story?
Brewing in my garage, man. Got happy. Oil and gas guy with money said, hey, if I cut you a check, do you think you'd want to start a brewery?
Wow.
Why not? Guys. Yeah.
Let's do that. And within 2 years, won a gold medal at the Great American Beer Festival.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this is like you were making beer in your garage, and then this guy tasted it and said, can I give you a check to make this bigger?
Something like that. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Then we built a brewery.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Had our beers in every Kroger in the state of Texas for a while.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So
I know a little bit about drinking.
Okay. That's good. You're in the right place. What's your whiskey story? How'd you get into whiskey?
Whiskey story. I don't know. Gosh, that's a hard one. What's my whiskey story?
You met JP.
I met this guy who did a bourbon podcast.
Yeah.
It's been downhill ever since.
We are the detriment of many men.
Yeah.
Or pocketbooks.
I'm getting more refined, though, as we...
What's the first whiskey you ever had?
Probably Makers.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's a good one to start with.
Yeah, he's a weeded guy.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you remember when that was?
That would have been probably about 5 years ago, honestly.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
wasn't like your, there was no underage story here.
No.
A lot of people have that story, you know, high school.
No underage story.
Okay.
Late bloomer, maybe, with the whiskey?
I was.
Yeah.
D-Rock was. We all did our origin stories.
Yeah.
We were late bloomers with whiskey.
Yes, definitely.
Tend to really like rye whiskeys.
Okay.
And I also really enjoyed rye beers. Seems like there's a correlation.
I didn't know that was such a thing.
Yeah, you can transfer liking rye from a beer to a whiskey.
I don't know
whiskey.
That I've ever had a rye beer.
Oh, yeah. One of our beers was a rye pale ale. One of the ones I made in my garage, actually.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I get some of that.
I know. All right. Well, shall we?
Oh, man. I think so. Well, before we start,
okay.
Why don't you give the brewer a rundown on how the show works?
Yes. Probably a good time for us to do that for listeners, too, who have just joined and such.
Welcome.
All right. In front of you, you've got three pours. Two of those are in black Glencairn glasses, so you can't see them. These are our A and our B. We'll smell them. And then, based on smell, we'll ask our first and only question we can ask at that point, and that is this over or under $25?
All right.
To which I, because I'm the one that brought and know what everything is, will tell you whether it's over or under. We'll taste, and then we'll immediately vote. You can either try it, buy it, or trash it.
Got it.
Once we've all voted, then everyone can start asking questions to figure out what it is.
I'm ready.
Cool.
All right. And then at the end, we'll have a Choose Your Cheers segment, and that could be anything from like $20 to $250. And like, it's just no holds barred.
We're not guessing that one today.
Okay.
I'll just let you guys know what it is.
Cool.
So
let's do it.
Let's do A.
A.
Oh, that's not what I was expecting.
It's got an odd nose.
What are you getting?
A little sweet.
Very sweet.
Do you want nosing notes?
Yeah, that's great.
Butterscotch.
Lot of butterscotch.
Yep.
With a healthy helping of raw corn.
I would say corn.
And a bit of ethanol.
Yeah, all that.
These are not official, by the way. These are third party.
All right, let's dive in.
Okay.
Cheers.
Ooh.
Ethanol's on the front of that one.
Definitely sweet.
Very sweet.
Hmm. Palate is sweet butterscotch followed almost immediately with a dried ear of corn.
Hmm. I was going to say caramel popcorn.
I've never chewed on a dried ear of corn, so I don't know what that tastes like. But and then finally, a bit of vanilla and honey.
Okay.
I could see those.
There's no finish, though. Just kind of evaporates.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very abrupt. No tongue life.
Mm-mm.
Is this over or under $25?
Over.
Do the thing.
Is it over or over?
This is over.
Oh. Around $45, fellas.
Brewer, what do you think? If this is around $40-$45, what are your thoughts? Is this something you would pick up?
No.
No. Okay.
For $45, no. Definitely not. Just not rounded. Didn't have a good, you know, that finish, like you said. It's not there.
But is it a trash for you? I mean, like, if someone handed this to you, so this is a qualification for just try. Someone hands this to you at a party.
Yeah.
Are you going to politely finish it, or are you figuring out the first chance you can get to the bathroom and dump it down the drain?
Oh, no, it's getting finished.
Okay.
That's for sure.
All right. So you're not going to trash it.
No.
Okay.
All right.
He's at a try.
Mm-hmm.
D-Rock?
I think I'm going to try. I'm going to solid try. I like it.
Okay.
It's almost to a buy, but the lack of finish.
And price, maybe?
Yeah. Okay. Give me down around 25. I'm in.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. It's a price thing. At $45, there's like almost a level of complexity that I want.
Mm-hmm.
Fully agree.
And this is just super simple, which it's not bad, you know, when you're in the mood for something like that. But at $45, I'm like, you know, you're competing with a lot of other more complex things. You're competing with a lot in general, but
yeah.
Yeah, 45. If it's at 40, 45, we don't know yet. So
on this, I'm drinking to drink.
Okay, you're not drinking for enjoyment.
That's right.
You're drinking to get somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that puts us at a...
Well, you haven't voted.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
So where are you at, JP?
I think I'm going to try to. I would be at a buy if it were a better price point.
Yeah. What's it need to be for you?
30.
Okay.
That's where I'm at, 30.
Yeah.
But it's not, so... That puts us all at a... All right. What is it?
It's not a major.
It's not a major.
This is 100 proof?
Close.
95.
You went down.
Yeah, I would have thought it was a little...
105.
A little hot.
Right in between. Split the difference.
103.
Oh, 101.
Wow. 101.
Not a major at 101 proof.
What is the price?
$45.
All right.
This is aged 2 years.
This is aged at least 101 days.
Oh. Wow.
Okay. Yeah, it does taste, young. At least 101 days.
Well, that explains the finish.
This is just free information for you. Used bourbon barrels.
Used bourbon barrels.
This is getting worse and worse.
What's the mash bill?
I don't have an exact mash bill.
Okay.
It's made out of Texas white corn, malted barley, and red wheat.
Oh. From the Southwest?
Could be, yeah. Could be.
Okay. From Texas.
It is.
All right. All right. Yeah.
What gave that away?
Is it a minor league scale? Where are we at?
You're like single A.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're probably not going to get this.
All right, Brewer, you know any distillers making this kind of stuff?
Not the single A stuff. I mean,
it's out of Austin. How about that?
Yeah.
This is Tito's.
Tito's.
I mean, I know Garrison Brothers, but this is no Garrison Brothers. Hey, I'm a fan of Garrison Brothers.
But,
absolutely.
But coincidentally, it is located on the same road that Garrison Brothers is on.
Seriously?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
All right. Is this a brewer distillery?
No.
Okay, because there are some that do both. Okay.
Not that I know of. This is they call themselves a craft spirits company.
Which means we're not going to get it.
No, we won't.
Okay, you give up?
Would we recognize the brand?
You would not, no.
Okay, then we're not going to get it, so.
Is this another Sheboygan Boys road trip?
Yeah, Bourbon Club, Texas road trip, single.
Capital City pick.
Capital City.
All right, all the way from Austin. From my cousin, Sarah, who shipped it from Austin to us, because she thought, you guys need to try this. It's Austin 101, light whiskey.
Ah.
So I don't know what the exact mash bill is, but it's going to be super heavy corn.
Mm-hmm.
Probably 95 or so.
Yep. It's very light.
That is
in color.
Probably the lightest whiskey we've ever had on the show.
Well, it's only sat in a barrel for 101 days.
I mean.
And the company was actually started by two ex-tech guys.
Okay.
So it does say it's only bottled by them.
It does say that on the bottle, but they actually do the spirit. They distill as well. So I looked it up. I didn't know what to think. I thought it was okay.
Yeah, that was interesting.
It's a gold medal winner.
It is.
Yeah.
And I would assume the price point has to do with just it being a craft distiller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So context? Change things?
If I'm visiting, probably maybe.
Probably maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And it doesn't change it for me.
It's a nice bottle.
Sure.
Good presentation.
I'm not buying whiskey for the bottle.
No.
I don't know. I'd probably save my money and go to Still Austin and go get one of those.
Stuff instead.
Yeah.
Or go down the street to Garrison Brothers.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That was interesting.
There you go. Now, before we get into B, I've got something for JD. Actually, I got something for all of us because we keep talking about this all the time. And I never understand JD's tasting notes with candied cigarettes. So I've got candy cigarettes for us today.
Beautiful. That's
so we
beautiful.
Can all bite into a candy cigarette and see what it tastes like.
Brewer, did you grow up with candy cigarettes?
I did. I've had them a couple times.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't get the candy cigarette thing so many times when JD does, and I needed something.
Yeah, when I was 7, I was up to about half a pack a day, so I had to cut down. It's that sweet, dusty tasting note. Chalky. You know, it's whenever you get that chalky tasting note.
It's almost like wedding cake icing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not what I would have thought these would taste like.
That's been in the freezer for a while.
Yeah, yes. It's like when you pull it out for your 1 year anniversary. And,
mm-hmm.
Huh. Can't say I enjoy it.
Yep.
Getting some really great blue collar ASMR chewing over there.
All right. I don't think that's a positive tasting note for me.
We just paired a light whiskey with candy cigarettes. Only on the blue collar bourbon show.
Taking this and trying to make an IPA with it is something very, very Texas craft brewer. That's someone.
How would you do that? What would that process look like?
This, you either would throw it into the mash maybe, or this, you might just kind of throw it into the fermenter and just let it sit there for a bit.
Just throw a whole bunch of candy cigarettes in there and let it melt down?
Yeah. Hmm. Or throw them into the fermenter and just let them sit in fermentation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which wouldn't taste like anything, but you'd put it on your label and pretend that it was awesome.
Guess what we did? All right, let's do B.
On to B.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
B.
Okay.
This is a little bit more in line to what you would typically expect. Definitely barrel.
Mm-hmm. Nose. Oak. Light nuttiness. Cinnamon spice. Rye spice. A dose of ethanol. Simple and hot.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, cheers to B.
Cheers. Ooh, a lot going on in the finish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Noticeably different.
It's got like a candy cigarette.
That would be what's still stuck in the back teeth. Teeth.
Yeah, that finish, I get a blast of corn and spice.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You know, I didn't pick the cinnamon up on the nose like you did, but I feel like I'm getting it in the finish.
It's certainly there in the taste. Mm-hmm. And it hangs out for days. I'm a fan.
I don't even have to know. It's under 50, so I'm at a buy.
Okay. I'm at a buy.
I want to know.
It's over.
You're ruining the show when you do that. You know you're ruining the show when you do that.
This is D-Rock's game.
This is D-Rock's game.
Come on. You got to play.
It's over.
Oh, okay. I'm in.
Okay.
I'll buy it for that price.
So ridiculous. All right, Brewer, what do you think?
Where are you at?
Oh, buy for me.
Okay. Well, that puts us at a... Buy. So, that's not, like, typical of me.
No, it's not.
No, this is a... It's fun. It's a fun one. The proof's there. There's a level of complexity in the taste.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
All right. What is it?
It's a major.
It is a major.
Is it Heaven Hill?
It is not Heaven Hill.
Is this from Texas?
It is not from Texas.
Is it from Kentucky?
It is from Kentucky. Okay.
I was going to guess Woodford.
Nope, not a Woodford. Hmm.
A Beam.
It is a Beam.
Okay.
What is the mash bill?
Don't know. Undisclosed.
Okay.
It's almost like a higher rye thing happening.
Mm-hmm. Are we at about 30 bucks?
At 30 bucks, yep.
Wow.
Hang on a minute. Sorry, pause. This is 30?
This is 30 bucks.
Wow. Come on, Austin 101. You have to figure out your price.
Yeah.
The proof on this is... Over 100?
It is. What do you think it is?
Is this a single barrel?
It's not.
It's a good question. It 105.
Nope. Higher.
110.
Higher.
114.
Yep.
A $30, 114 proof. Mm. Come on, man.
Beam.
Beam. Mm-hmm.
This is a rye.
Did anybody get the Beam?
The nuttiness?
I didn't.
I didn't either.
Come to think of it, if you say it, is this a rye?
Yes, this is a rye.
I know what it is.
Do you?
I do.
Okay. Well, hold your tongue. Okay. Hold your tongue.
Age 4 years?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Any guesses, Brewer?
No, this is way out of my league.
So on the palate, you should have gotten oak, cherry, fresh baked bread, tobacco leaf, dry leather, cereal grain, rye, and dry earthy notes.
So you know what it is, D-Rock?
I do.
I do not.
It is extremely recognizable. Yeah. It is a limited,
yes, it is.
Limited product at this point.
Yes.
But lots of people are hoping it becomes a staple.
Mm-hmm. Would cast strength rye something or other?
No.
Okay.
Tell him, D-Rock.
This is the old Overholt 114.
Oh, yes.
Yep. Old Overholt 114. I saw this on the shelf, and I was like, oh, I can't get that. We've had that on the show. But something in me just said, check. Mm-hmm. So I literally had to message Adam Bolden in our Patreon chat, because he keeps up with all the spreadsheets. I was like, dude, you got to do me a favor. Have we had this on the show? And he looked through all the different spreadsheets, and he was like, you haven't had it. Like, there's no way we've had old Overholt on the show. But he was like, you haven't had any old Overholt.
Really?
Really?
I thought we had the bottom, the basic.
He said there has never been an old Overholt expression on the show.
Wow. I actually just had this last night. Oh. And bought a bottle.
That's not fair. I kind of feel like you cheated somehow.
I didn't know.
You pre-cheated.
Yeah.
All right.
That is money, man.
Yeah. It's great.
Wow. $30.
For 30 bucks, that's something you keep in your cabinet.
Yeah.
You know, just one of the, it's a keeper.
What would be interesting to do is this was sitting on the shelf right next to the 100 proof, the bottled and bond.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the same age. It's 4 years. It's just you have mm-hmm. 14 proof points difference. Yep. So it'd be interesting to do them side by side and see what they... And that one's, what, $25?
Mm-hmm. I did a side by side last night.
Because you did. Tell everybody where you're at.
I was at Elixir last night.
Oh, okay.
It's Tarek.
So I did the old Overholt.
So you were at Tarek. So you did a side by side by side by side by side by side.
Yeah, well, there was a lot of side by side by side. But old Overholts, I did a side by side by side.
Of the...
So they've got an 11-year.
Oh, that's right, because that's the 11-year and the 114-proof are both limited limited series.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you think was better?
I think this one to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a killer bottle.
Yeah, this one's spicy. Like it.
So, there you go. I didn't hurt anybody this time.
No.
So, Brewer, we all have kind of nicknames. JP is the wild card because there's no clue what he's going to bring in. There's some infamous episodes, especially like in our first season. Like there's some pretty.
There are times I go for pain.
Pain was had. Yeah,
it was.
On purpose.
So, but so far so good.
Yeah. And today's episode was tries and a buy.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But only a wild card would trash a Choose Your Cheers segment.
But I didn't.
We haven't had it yet.
I know, but I didn't.
Says you.
Because our friends at Heaven Hill sent us a bottle.
Oh, gotcha.
They sent us the newest expression of Elijah Craig Barrel Proof, the C921, 120.2 proof.
Yeah, going back up in the proof.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they went back up a little bit.
Yes.
So I thought we could choose our cheers with this.
Okay, let's get into
it. Choose your cheers.
All right, Brewer, are you familiar with Heaven Hill, Elijah Craig?
I am.
Fan?
Yeah, I've had a few of them.
I'll go ahead. I'll be honest, transparent about this one. I tasted this yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah, I did too.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry, D-Rock.
Oh, the King of Bourbon came by. Didn't he have some too?
He did.
The King?
The King was here. He tasted.
Man, I know I felt his presence.
I wasn't a huge fan yesterday.
Really? Oh, why is that?
It hurt. Like, it burned a lot yesterday.
Did you fluff?
No. So that's why I'm giving it a redeeming chance today.
Okay.
I saw you fluffing before we started today.
I did.
What did you fluff with?
Some Leaper's Fork 5-year rye, nice. Which nobody else has. But if you've listened to the show, you know that.
Yes.
So I didn't want to go into like cold today.
Yeah, that's probably smart.
Yeah. All right.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. That's still hot.
Really? It doesn't come off that hot to me. No.
I mean, I'm typically kind of a baby. Like, I need ice for 120 proof. Like, this is almost smooth.
Yeah.
Man.
It drinks like a 120.
It gets all right here, like on the sides of your cheeks. It just burns.
Do you have an ulcer or?
Shall I go see a doctor?
Yeah. Did you have that feeling for more than a few hours?
Well, I did fluff, so. Oh, now see, I mean, the second sip was a little bit more tame. This I will say about Elijah Craig's. Elijah Craig stuff tastes just like a Rick House smells.
Mm-hmm.
Heavy barrel.
It's just a whole bunch of oak, and there's even like a little dusty thing to it for me.
What's retailing this? It's like 70, 65?
70-ish, yeah.
I mean, this, to me, this is one of the best values on the shelf.
Now, now that this newest one showed up, we have five here in the office?
We have a few.
The last five or six expressions.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's, you know, we block off the second half of a day and we do an Elijah Craig shootout.
Sponsored by Liquid IV.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And Advil.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of this. Like, yeah, it's very tasting notes. Obviously, that barrel is up front, but then the flavor bomb of those vanillas.
Yep.
Yeah, huge fan of the barrel proof stuff.
A lot of wood, that's for sure, but there's a lot of other things there.
I mean, to me, you don't get much more like middle of the road. That's what bourbon should taste like, flavor profile.
Yeah, it's traditional Kentucky bourbon set to 11.
Which, coming from the guy who gets credited a lot for creating bourbon and a Baptist preacher.
Yep.
Got to keep it right there in the middle of the road.
That's right. All right, who needs a candy cigarette?
No.
I've had enough of those already. Okay, okay. One and done.
Are those going to stay here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, anytime you want a candy cigarette, JD, just grab one.
No, I'm on to candy vaping now. It's a lot safer. That's what I hear.
But you mentioned Liquid IV earlier.
I did.
We may need some of that.
Oh, after that Elijah Craig, for sure.
Do you know where we get it?
There's a website.
Which one?
Liquid-IV.com.
Oh, okay.
Now, you guys know I don't pay full price on anything. That's
I get that.
Rule that I have.
I get that, yeah.
So.
But the good news is you don't have to.
Well, how much do I get to take off?
You can save 25%.
How?
You just use code BLUECOLLAR.
Man, that sounds
easy. I've
told
you this before.
I've drank since then.
Oh. A lot of us have had a lot of pours. A
lot of pours. Yeah. So if you guys are having a lot of pours, high proofers, you got to hydrate. Those are the rules.
Yep.
Liquid-IV.com, promo code
BLUECOLLAR. Yep.
Yeah. I think if you're having trouble sleeping, they have that taken care of too.
Yes, they do.
I mean, that stuff works great, too.
It does.
Hydration, energy, sleep, they got it all covered.
Immunity.
Immune system. There you go. You're welcome.
Brewer, you were part of a commercial and didn't even know it.
Well, thank you, I think.
Well, thank you for being on the show. This was awesome. Kind of a last-minute thing, but... Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for the invite, y'all. Great whiskey.
I think the time switched like three times on you, so I appreciate you being flexible.
Flexible for free pours of whiskey.
That's fair.
That was probably my fault, wasn't it?
It was.
Yes.
It's okay.
But it worked out.
We all still love you.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, raise your glasses to...
Austin.
Austin.
101. Austin Craft Spirits.
To Old Overholt.
And Jim Beam.
Yep.
Elijah Craig Barrel Proof.
Elijah Craig Barrel Proof.
And Heaven Hill.
Yes.
Good luck with the strike.
Yes.
Yeah. Solidarity.
Yeah. Yes.
And to the brewer.
To the brewer.
Thanks, guys.
Until next week.
Until next week.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Blue Collar Bourbon is part of the Lasting Media Network of Podcasts and is produced by John Fender, Jason Barrett, and Jonas Litton. QC by me, Meadman. And edited by Ben Delameter and JoJo. Our theme music was written and recorded by Joe Nasty. Special thanks to Red Dog Wine and Spirits and Cool Springs Wine and Spirits in Franklin, Tennessee, and Elixir Spirits in Spring Hill, Tennessee. To learn more about any of the whiskeys we taste, visit thebluecollarbourbon.com. If you'd like to support the show, visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/bluecollarbourbon and take advantage of the great rewards we have to offer. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to rate and review us wherever you listen to podcasts above 0.05 BAC.